Title: Shape an Amen Style Drop with Crunchy Sampler Texture in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, let's build a proper Amen-driven drum and bass drop in Ableton Live 12, with that crunchy sampled hardware vibe but using only stock devices. The big idea today is controlled chaos, clean, punchy transients and core break, and a separate layer that brings the dirt, the chew, and the attitude. We're going to go from a plain Amen file to a rolling, breakly drop with mid-range grit, tight low end, and enough movement to feel like jungle energy with modern DNB discipline. First, quick session setup, because this matters more than people think. Set your tempo somewhere between 172 and 176 BPM. I'm going to park us at 174. Make three groups: drums, bass, and FX or risers. And on the master, keep it clean for now. No limiter. If you start mastering this early, you'll just chase your tail. Also, I recommend you work in arrangement view for this. Drum and bass lives and dies by arrangement, phrasing, turns, tiny gaps, and variations. Now step 1. Get an Amen and prep it. Drag an Amen break onto an audio track. In the clip view, turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. For preserve, try transients first, and set the envelope around 35 to 55. What we're doing here is keeping timing stable while preserving the crack and snap of the break. If your Amen starts sounding like it's being chewed up, pull that envelope down a bit. Now right-click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Pick the slicing preset transient, and create a sliced MIDI track. Ableton will build you a drum rack with sampler on each pad holding a slice. This is where the fun starts, because we're no longer stuck with a loop. We're treating the Amen like a drum kit. Before we program anything, step 2 is slice discipline. Tighten the slices inside sampler. Open the drum rack and click a few pads to confirm you've got individual sampler instances. Here's a workflow upgrade. Give your slices rolls, not just chops. Rename a few pads mentally or literally. Kick, main snare, ghost snare, tat, ride, crash, and one called junk. Junk is the weird little bits, noise, cymbal tails, random smack. That junk slice is often where the character lives. Now pick the key slices, especially the kick and snare ones. And in each sampler do this. Set the mode to one shot. Turn snap on. Add a tiny fade in, like 0.5 to 2 milliseconds. That kills clicks without softening the hit. Then enable the filter. Use a high pass 12 dB filter. On kick slices, keep the high pass low, maybe 20 to 40 Hz. You're just removing rumble you don't need. On hats and noisier slices, push the high pass higher, like 150 to 300 Hz. The goal is simple. Stop low end from stacking across slices. That stacked sub rumble is one of the biggest reasons drops feel floppy and small, even when they're loud. Step 3. Program the Amen style drop groove with MIDI. Make a 2-bar MIDI clip driving the drum rack. Start with anchors. Put your main snare slice on beat 2 and beat 4 in drum and bass time. This is your spine. If this doesn't feel right, nothing else will. Now add ghost notes using a quieter snare slice. Keep them lower velocity. Think in the range of MIDI velocity 40 to 80, depending on how hot your samples are. Teacher note: ghost snares are the engine. A straight chop might sound accurate, but it won't roll. The roll comes from quiet notes placed in between that imply motion. Next, kick replacement. Take a kick slice and shift it earlier or later by a 1/16 or even a 1/32 in one or two spots. That falling forward sensation is classic. Don't do it everywhere. One or two tasteful displacements per two bars can make it feel alive. Then micro edits. Near the end of bar 2, duplicate a hat slice a couple times at 1/32 just to create a little stutter into the loop point. Optionally, reverse a tiny cymbal or noisy slice, shorten it, and use it as a mini pickup into a snare. Now, groove. Keep it subtle. Go to the groove pool and try something like MPC 16 swing 55 to 57, then apply it at only 10 to 20%. You're not trying to make it stumble. You're just taking the edge off rigid quantization. And here is an advanced feel trick that works ridiculously well for layered breaks. Keep your MIDI mostly on grid, and instead of pushing notes around, use timing offsets for the texture layer later. We'll do that with track delay so the clean break leads and the dirt follows by a few milliseconds. That's a classic sampled layering move. Step 4. Build the clean core drum bus. This is your modern foundation. Route your break rack into the drums group. On the drums group, build a chain like this. First, EQ 8. High pass at 25 to 35 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. If it feels boxy, dip 250 to 450 Hz by 2 to 4 dB. Medium Q. if it needs presence, add a gentle boost around 3 to 6 kHz, maybe 1 to 3 dB. Then drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch 5 to 20%. Boom only if you need it, and keep it restrained. Maybe 0 to 15% tuned around 45 to 60 Hz, and damp somewhere like 10 to 30% to tame the top if it's getting splashy. Then glue compressor. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release on auto, or set it around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is glue, not a pancake. Optional, but very effective. Saturator after that. Soft clip mode. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Then trim the output so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. The goal is punchy and cohesive without destroying the transient shape. Now step 5 is the secret sauce, the crunchy sampler texture layer. Important concept, do not destroy your main break to get crunch. You'll lose punch. Crunch is a separate layer that lives underneath. So, create a new audio track called Amen Crunch Print. Set its input to resampling. Solo your drums or just your Amen rack and record 4 to 8 bars. Now you've got a printed break you can demolish independently, which is exactly how a lot of that classic vibe happened anyway. Print, commit, resample, and shape. On the Amen Crunch Print track, build this processing chain. First, redux, downsample around 2 to 6, start at 3 or 4, bit reduction around 8 to 12 bits, start at 10. If it's too spitty, turn soft on, then auto filter. Use bandpass or high pass. For that radio mid crunch, set a bandpass focusing roughly 700 Hz up to 3.5 kHz. Add a touch of resonance, like 10 to 20%. Not whistling, just character. Then saturator. Try analog clip or soft sine. Drive 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. Then erosion. Set it to noise mode. Frequency around 3 to 8 kHz. Amount super subtle, like 0.3 to 1.5. This thing can take over fast, so creep up on it. Then EQ 8 for cleanup. High pass this layer at 150 to 250 Hz. This layer should not carry sub. If it gets harsh, do a gentle notch around 4 to 7 kHz. Now teacher commentary on gain staging, because this is where people accidentally make fizz. Keep the crunch print quiet going into distortion. If you slam redux and saturator with a hot signal, you'll get brittle top end instead of chunky grit. Aim for peaks around minus 12 to minus 6 dBFS on that crunch track before the heavy processing. Then turn it up after, if you need to. Now blend it. Pull the crunch layer fader way down, then bring it up until you feel texture when the bass hits. A typical blend is like minus 18 to minus 8 dB under the clean break. And here's a clean pro check. Put utility on the drums group and toggle mono while you set this level. If the snare loses weight in mono, the layer is fighting the core. Fix it by reducing low mids in the crunch layer around 200 to 600 Hz, or by nudging timing, which leads us to the timing offset trick. On the crunch print track, use track delay, and push it slightly late, plus 5 to plus 15 milliseconds. Now the clean break leads with punch, and the dirt arrives just after as texture. That separation makes the mix clearer and more sampled feeling at the same time. Optional stereo note, keep the core drums fairly centered. If you widen the crunch layer, do it gently. Try utility width around 70 to 100% and save any extra width for later in the phrase, not at the first impact. Step 6. Make it feel like drum and bass with arrangement moves that matter. Let's lay out a 16-bar drop plan. Bar 1 is impact and statement. Bring full drums and bass in together. Add an impact hit on an FX track. And here's a simple trick. Leave a tiny gap, like a 1/16 to 1/8, right before the first big snare. That microsilence makes the snare feel like it hits harder. Bars 1 through 8. The A phrase. Keep the core amen pattern and bass steady. Don't overcrowd hats and tops yet. Let the listener lock in. Bar 8. Turnaround. Add a half bar edit. A quick 1/32 hat stutter works. Or reverse a cymbal into the snare. If you want a tape stop vibe, do it on the crunch print with a tiny pitch drop or a short warp trick. Keep it fast and intentional. Bars 9 through 16. B phrase variation. Add an extra ghost snare or swap one kick placement. Automate the crunch layer up just a touch, like 1 to 2 dB, so it feels like the drop is opening. End bar 16 with a drum fill, slice roll, and automate the crunch layer's filter cutoff down into the loop point. A powerful progression plan without adding new sounds is bars 1-4, crunch layer a bit lower and filter tighter. Bars 5-8, open the filter slightly and raise the crunch by about 1 dB. Bars 9-12, increase ghost density, not volume. More frequent, not louder. Bars 13-16. Add one small fill system every two bars, like a quick stutter or reverse. Also, try contrast via stereo discipline. After bar 9, you can let the crunch layer be slightly wider. At the bar 16 fill, collapse to mono for a beat, then reopen when the loop restarts. That suck in, explode out effect reads very pro and it's easy to do. Step 7. Make room for the bass. This is low-end discipline. On the crunch layer, you already high-passed around 200-ish. Good. On the clean drums group, keep that 25 to 35 HC high pass. Now sidechain the bass gently to the drums, unless you want a super pumpy style. Put a compressor on the bass group. Enable sidechain, choose drums as the input. Attack 5 to 15 ms, release 60 to 120 ms, ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on kick and snare moments. We're making space, not turning the bass into a trampoline. Quick common mistakes to avoid while you're doing this. Don't overcrunch the main break. Keep the core clean. Don't let low end stack in the amen. Filter slices and watch rumble. Don't skip ghost notes. That's where the roll comes from. Don't overdo swing. Subtle only, and watch harsh top end. Redux plus saturator plus erosion can get brittle fast, so use damping, notches, and restraint. Before we wrap, here's a mini practice you can do in 20 minutes. Slice an amen into a drum rack and program a 2-bar loop with snare on 2 and 4, at least 4 ghost notes, and 1/1/32 stutter at the end of bar 2. Then resample your drums into a crunch print and process it with redux, bandpass filtering, and saturator. Then arrange a 16-bar drop, stable for bars 1 to 8, turn around at bar 8, variation and slightly more crunch automation for bars 9 to 16.